WONY Oneonta Radiothon Fall 2025.
Up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say, undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will.
Get the cold bar and the hammer, Ralphie.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
To rock.
Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Merry Christmas time. Come and find you. Happy and thereby. Fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope Mama gets the shopping done, and it's a Christmas all over again. Oh, baby, it's Christmas all over again.
Backer guitar, two Fender basements, Chuck Berry songbook,
all I'm gonna let them.
Xylophone.
Here at 90.9 FM, Jukebox Journey. Right now, the Allman Brothers Band.
I was once in a play, and I had to open in Philadelphia, and I hadn't worked in about 2.5 years. And my opening line, they said, look, you want to be in the, you have one line, you open the show, the curtain goes up, and you say the line, it's, hark, I think I hear the cannons roar. And so I said, well, what does it pay? They said, $250, and I said, well, I'll take it. I haven't worked in 2 years. I got on the train from Philadelphia, and I practiced this line all the way, hark, I think I hear the cannons roar, hark, I think I hear the cannons roar. Hark, I hear the cannon. Hark, I hear. I got out there and I was nervous. And the guy says, you know your lines and everything. They put on the makeup, they gave me the costume, they got out. And the curtain went up, and suddenly the sound effects, there was an enormous cannons roar. And I said, what the hell was that?
94.9 FM, take me, I'm yours, on a snowy Tuesday afternoon. Well, sad news for Jackson Brown last week. His 52-year-old son was found unresponsive. He passed away. His mom was Jackson Brown's first wife. She passed away in 1976, so I don't know. It can't be easy. But this is Jackson Brown right now in the Pretender.
Get it up again. Are you there? Say a prayer for the pretender who started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
Dare you, and finally the coup de grace of all dares, the sinister triple dog dare.
I triple dog dare you.
Schwartz. Roberts created a slight breach of etiquette by skipping the triple dare and going right for the throat.
All right, all right. Yeah, Roberts. Come on, kid. Well, go on, smartass, and do it. I'm going.
Flick's spine stiffened, his lips curled in a defiant sneer. There was no going back now.
Another group that should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they are not. Mickey Dolenz is the only one left alive. Maybe they'll wait till he passes away, right? I mean, it was Davy Jones, Peter Tork, and Mike Nesmith, and Mickey's the only one left. Well, it was back on this day in 2012 that Led Zeppelin received a very prestigious award. They received the Kennedy Center Honors, and at a dinner at the White House, President Obama said, "When Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham burst onto the musical scene in the late 1960s, the world never saw it coming."
I'm a traveler of all time and space.
Blueberries here at 90.9 FM, talking about last night. Johnny G along with you on Jukebox Journey. Hope you're having a good afternoon and staying out of the snowy weather. Well, if I ever had to make a top 10 list of my favorite movies of all time, I know definitely this movie that premiered on this day back in 1997 would be on that list. It was a movie with Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and of course it was Good Will Hunting. And there were so many great scenes in that movie, but I think my favorite scene had to do with the apples.
You like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Thank you.
times in a dream. You appear outside under the purple sky. Diamonds in the snow sparkle. Our hearts were singing. It felt like Christmas time. Through the snow, I'll think of you.
Tenders here at 90.9 FM and 2,000 miles. Johnny G along with you. And also Josh is with us. Josh will be up next.
Yeah, I'm excited. We were just talking a little bit. Both from Huntington originally.
Josh,
small world.
You know, the one thing I hate about this setup is I can't see you.
I know.
Who thought of this?
when it got changed.
What's that?
I think when it got changed, this is the one thing that we overlooked. Well, was the visibility aspect
of this. A couple
of
years ago, I did the alumni show, mm-hmm. and I believe the all this stuff in front of me was behind me.
It was, yeah. That was the original setup. We had all the computers by where the vinyls are now.
And that didn't make sense either, bud.
No, because your back was turned to your guests.
Yeah, so crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So you're a senior here.
I am, yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. It all went very too fast. Everyone told me when I was coming into school, like, they're going to go like that, and I didn't believe them. They were right. If you're listening, they're right. It goes very quick.
I don't want to give you bad news, but, oh, man.
Does it just keep getting quicker?
40 years from now, you'd be saying, I remember I spoke to that guy, John.
Yeah.
It goes so damn quick. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know about you, but I remember back in high school, it seemed like, you know, what was it, a six-hour day? It was like 12 hours.
Oh, yeah. It seemed impossible. I don't know how I did it. I was actually talking to my friend about this the other day. Her and I were talking about how we used to wake up at 6 a.m. every day, just like clockwork, and now that's a feat.
Now it's college, right?
Yeah, I know. Things are different.
So, and you're holding down a part-time job, and also you're interning?
Yes. So, yeah, I have the internship with the Daily Star. I'm a student reporter. There's one other student. She's a student reporter as well. And then I also do the media. And I'm a bouncer at the Red Jug Pub. It used to be the OST, if there are any alumni listening. Wow. And I love that job. It's a great crew. It's a great place to work. I mean, especially in college. It's a running joke that we didn't rush a frat, that we rushed the Red Jug. So, yeah.
You must have a lot of good stories.
Great times.
A friend of mine owned a bar back in the day called Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And